Dinodon Scissor stood down on trial, July 11, 2007, and this is NHK4I News. St. Paul, Minnesota. In a recent poll conducted by Minnesota State Police Department, 73% of all people interviewed in the poll replied yes to the question, reducing pterodon style scissors threatened on crime in your state? Initially shocked by the results, this police first thought was an unidentified plane that slipped into the poll's threatened air, then was barred by tearing scissors in a holster next to their gun and mace. I never thought that scissors would be seen as a weapon in the war on crime, said Chief of Police Hooftoff Dam in response to the poll. I just the other 27% thought this was a joke. We made far more use of this unrecognized tool than crime, Toftham said. We are so impressed by a study that we intend to base all our training around pterodon scissors. We think that it will be particularly used in hostage situations as well as unsolved murders, Toftham went on. If California prosecutors had pterodon scissor training, they would have thought about revealing the tale around Simpson Taylor. States are following suit of a new campaign to have scissors in every policeman's utility belt. Told Till Trying with Scissors, funded by the Barons of Dingstein.com, in coalition with SafeTimeRecyclingCenters.org. In far-reaching reputations, the public reaction is so impressive that President Bush plans a new poll to inquire if Americans think that TSSU, pterodon-style scissors use, will make the difference in the Iraq War. If so, such a reaction by the American people could help bolster support for the unpopular war. When asked for comment, former Secretary of Defense Todd Rumsfeld said, I was around during World War II and we had no scissors, and the war was just as unpopular. Only we could step off if the Germans or Japanese would have killed us all. But President Bush's new secret defense chief, Michael Moore, said, it's worth a try. If it doesn't work, we can always get out. Anti-war activist Cindy Seaman did not speak on the phone because he was taking care of Moore. Presidential candidate and former mayor of New York City, Rudy Giuliani, commented, but I knew this all the time. This is how he prosecuted the war against crime in New York City. It wasn't merely a matter as simple as changing demographics from a massive population of violent teenagers to a more moderate older population nationwide. It was a tinder-dotting-style scissors. When reached for comment, former Vice President Al Gore, using Mayor Giuliani's remarks as proof, said that the power of his tinder-dotting-style scissors invention had been known for decades, but was deliberately withheld from the public by Republicans. This was done to help their corporate friends, including Halliburton, though also claimed that his invention could also be important in the fight against global warming, if only President Bush could understand basic science. Upon further investigation, our news has learned that the Halliburton Corporation has indeed been tempted to corner the manufacturing market of pterodon scissors, but for having difficulties due to the simplicity of design and inexpensive touch of manufacture. Every time we buy one factory, another small mom and pop producer drops up, we have to buy that one too. You're being bled dry, complained Mohammed Al-Ahmed, corporate VP in charge of Halliburton's pterodon scissors project. When asked why Ahmed, a devout Muslim, has chosen to work for Halliburton instead of being a terrorist, Ahmed said, I like the benefits. I enjoy my 74 origins now while I'm still alive. An investigation is being conducted to see who put the testing on the national poll as starts out every year with the presidential rain poll, but no charges are expected to be filed. This has been NHK4I News, and thank you for joining us. Stay safe.